Jerry Bader Show 952-406-1360. 888-455-1360. Now, I started this topic a few moments ago. I shared a piece with you from Brett Stevens in today's Wall Street Journal. And I concede that it's not a new concept that 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds think they know everything. I did. That's been something parents have been dealing with for centuries. The argument here is apparently with this latest generation, we're in a situation, not only do kids think they know everything, someone who listens to the show is now about to turn 30, said, yeah, 8 years ago at 22, I thought I knew everything too. Came out of a Big Ten university, University of Minnesota, with an engineering degree, thinking I knew all, could conquer all, and that that money was about to rain down. What I found out was that I graduated with a piece of paper that in turn meant I really knew nothing. Getting into a house and paying taxes is expensive, and indeed I'm still on the lowest on the totem pole in every facet of life. Lesson for 22-year-olds. You may be educated, but life doesn't play out in a textbook. Oh, and money isn't free either. But see, it goes even beyond that. Stephen's argument is, this is the most coddled generation ever, and the most pampered. And that you have faculty at universities around the country who have taught them, if someone doesn't think the way they're supposed to, you can just shut them up, and if you're offended, they should just go away. When in fact, colleges and universities used to be just the opposite. I think there's another layer here. Not only do 18, 19, and 20-year-olds still think they know everything, they are the most pampered and protected and coddled in the history of the country. Employers, and we touched on this yesterday, employers will tell you that. They need so much positive feedback, it's ridiculous. And you can never criticize them. Because the educational hegemony these days is that it's all about their self-esteem. I remember when my daughter was 3.5 years old and we were enrolling her in kindergarten, not kindergarten, the four-year-old program in Sheboygan. The woman asked me that. How would you evaluate her self-esteem? She's three. I don't know. How do you? I don't know. And this is where this started. She's going to be 21 in July, and I think her self-esteem is pretty good. She's about to be a senior in college. What Stevens is arguing is we have created a generation that is so pompous and arrogant because they've never been challenged on anything. And the reality is they're completely unprepared for life as a result, because they don't realize that, look, in life, people are going to say things you disagree with. And they get to. Even though the mission of the left right now is to see that they don't, for the moment, they still get to. So while high school and college graduates have always thought they're know-it-alls, now it's a double-edged sword, or really not even a double-edged sword. They get to think they're know-it-alls, and you can't correct them. I have seen this phenomenon where there's an entire generation today who's basically been told their feelings should never be hurt. I think that's why, I think that one of the symptoms of this is that the crusade against bullying has gone too far, and everything is bullying. I accept that bullying is a serious problem. But we have turned everything into bullying. Here's an example. Remember and I say this just because it's true, as one who's been overweight, the overweight lacrosse TV anchor? That guy was a jerk. He's not a bully. He's full of himself to send that email telling her she should lose weight. It was inappropriate. It's not bullying. And I was at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Award, where she won an award for that piece. She got a standing ovation. Okay? But the next time that piece won an award, everyone's like, "Not well, how many is she going to win for this?" And it was really for the same thing. So we have created this generation where, and I'm not saying all young people, but a lot of young people, they are acting like most 22-year-olds do, think they know everything, but now they can do it with complete immunity. "Yeah, but you're not supposed to criticize me. I'm a 22-year-old little snot who's had virtually no life experiences. And by the way, that was me. That was me. It was most 22-year-olds, not all. You know, people really succeed? Those who don't think that way when they're 22. I was almost 30 before I realized how misguided I was on that. In fact, it took meeting my wife to straighten me out. I'm serious about that." And I have seen what Stevens is talking about in this generation. But I also realize people my age have been saying that about people that age forever. My parents said about me, but I mean, I believe me, I wasn't coddled. If you have any thoughts on that, we'll take them after the news. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Is it worse than it's ever been, or is this just really the way the youth have always been? It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.